Thanks, Coach Carlos Simoes.
Get going.
Which one?
Go
say it again.
How's it feel? Get going. You're starting it up.
Oh, it's feel real good. Once I got drafted, I couldn't wait to play with my teammates and play under coach, and it's going to be a fun training camp.
One of the things Coach Carlos Simoes said was surprises coming into this, and things that made him very encouraged was the way you and Jeff played against USA Basketball and some of the best guys in the league. What was that experience like for you, and what is it like to hear him make that sort of a comment?
It was a great experience for me. I was just going out there having fun, not playing scared. I know those are the best players in the world. I just had to play my game, and I think I showed that in the first two camps. And I think Coach being there kind of relaxed me a little bit. It was fun just to get to know him a little bit, him, Nick, and Jeff as well. So that whole experience was fun.
And when you came out of that and went home that night, and did you sit in bed and go, hey, I'm pretty good? Or
actually, I went home and sat in bed. I wanted to be on the team. That's what I was saying. And but as I was watching games, I was just telling myself, man, one of these days, hopefully, I could be on this team as a Olympic player. So, but that, like I said, the whole experience was fun, and I'm glad I went through it.
What sort of goals or expectations that you set for yourself going into the season? Any at all?
No, not at all. I just wanted to get better each and every day as a player and as a team. And I think that's the only goals we can set right now. And we're working towards that. This past week, we worked hard in the gym, in the weight room. And this upcoming week, during training camp, hopefully we work hard and get better.
What's going to be the biggest challenge for you over this first month, getting ready for the first regular season game?
I would say just how deep the schedule is. Every game you plan somebody good, and it's one day, the next day, then you fly to this city, fly to that city. So I think how the season is put out, that's going to be the toughest thing for me, just getting my body ready for a long 9 months of playing basketball.
As you look forward to the season, are you relaxed? Are you nervous? Are you apprehensive? What do you think?
I'm always nervous before I start the season. I mean, no matter if it's high school, college, AAU ball. I mean, I was always nervous. So I'm just a little nervous. I'm a little excited as well. I can't wait to see what this team has in store, and I can't wait to see the start.
Do you want to be the leader of this team?
I think my mindset is that everybody on this team is a leader, I would say, because most of the guys are new. Well, I'm new, Jeff, Wally, so we're pretty new. And I think being a leader is that, you just help your teammates out. You don't have to just be the vocal point telling him, you got to do this, you got to do that. Just helping your teammates out in any type of way is a quality of being a leadership.
Does the arena situation bother you as a rookie, and how are you going to handle dealing with some of this uncertainty?
I don't know anything about the arena situation. I'm just here to play basketball, get better as a team, and I let the people, the proper authorities handle that.
Are you doing anything as far as like keeping some family in town, just kind of make the transition easier from, you know, this being your first pro season and everything? Anything at all that you're doing?
I got my mom out here, so I think that's the best part about it. And keeping me out of trouble. My two cousins are here as well, just to be around me, just someone that age that I can talk to. And I think with those three out here is the best thing that I can do to help as far as making a good transition out here.
So did you get back into town last week? Was that right?
Yeah, like last week. Yeah, I got back in town from New York.
Have you had a chance to do anything around town?
Not really. I went to the mall a couple times, and I went out to eat. That's about it.
Throughout the first pitch
on my birthday, I went to the UW game, so I did a couple of things.
What do you think is the most you have to learn this coming year? What are the things you need to work on?
I think my overall game needs to be worked on. I mean, this league up here, a lot of people think it's players don't play hard, it's not fast, but up here, everybody's good. No matter if you're not playing, if you're dressed up on the bench, everybody's good. So I just got to get used to just playing a little quicker, playing a little stronger, and I think I'll be okay.
Talk about your physical strength. How far have you come over the last few months? A lot of people are making big deal about the combine and stuff. How far you come from that?
I think I kind of put that behind me and worked hard. I've been working hard in the weight room. I know I've been working hard in the weight room, even though the combine didn't show as well. But I know I've been working hard. I just wanted to keep my spirits up and keep working hard and keep getting better. And just not to worry about what people are saying about that.
Kevin, have you talked to Greg Oden at all since the surgery?
I haven't. I mean, he changed his number, so I didn't get to talk to him. I wish I could. I'm still trying to get in touch with him, but I know for a fact he's going to come back even stronger, even better.
Is it disappointing not to get that matchup this first year with him?
I couldn't imagine how I feel to be sitting out a whole season. I'm just gonna keep praying for him and hope. I know he's gonna come back strong. I know he's gonna learn a lot this year, and I can't wait to see him next year.
What are you looking forward to the most in the first season?
Just playing an NBA arena every night. Just playing against the best players every night. It's gonna be a competitive year for us, and I'm gonna compete every night. That's all I can say. I'm gonna play hard every night, and it's gonna be fun.
What position ideally would you see yourself playing? Would it be a 2, a 3, or a 4? What would it be?
Wherever coach needs me to play. If he wants me to play the 2, 3, or 4, I'll play. It's all about the team. I'm a team player, so wherever he needs me to go on the floor, I'll go.
With all the changes and new faces, do you believe that you guys can compete for a playoff spot?
Oh, yeah. My mom always told me to dream big, so that's what I'm going to do. And if we work hard enough, and hopefully we make it to the playoffs. That's our goal, is to make it to the playoffs. And the ultimate goal is to win a championship. So we just got to aim for that and work hard every day in practice.
How do you stay focused on the game with all the political stuff? You said you don't think about the arena, but in other events in your past when you've had to deal with outside politics or something, how have you focused on the game?
I never focused on outside politics. To be honest with you, I just played the game. That's what I'm here to do. This is my job, and I can't worry about the arena situation or anything like that. I just got to play the game and work hard. So I'm just gonna let the proper authorities handle that and do my part.
How'd you do Saturday?
Did all right. I was a little nervous, but I think I did okay. I was shaking when I went up there, but it was fun.
You somewhat humbled by the opportunity to do something like that, and what you've been doing this summer for you?
Oh, yeah. They could have picked anybody to do that, but they decided to pick me. It's an honor for me, and I'm just happy to be in this position I am right now. And God has blessed me, and I'm glad to be in Seattle for one thing. I'm glad to be here, and I can't wait to get started.
People have suggested a lot of nicknames for you: Durantula, Plastic Man, Fireman, Crazy Legs. Do you have a favorite?
No, I don't even. Just call me KD, man. That's all y'all can call me.
I hope this hasn't been asked, but your mindset is in basketball. Have you paid any attention to kind of what's going outside, kind of this whole arena thing?
Not at all. Like I said earlier, I don't think you should hear enough, but I just play the game. I just worry about what's on the court and the guys that's in the locker room, and I let the proper authorities handle that, the arena situation. I don't have anything to do with that. I really don't know too much about it, and I'm just coming here to play ball.
Kevin, what's the difference between the Durant that lost to SC in the tournament and the one now on the court?
Wow, that's a good question. I think that difference between the two is that I'm more hungry now. I think I was hungry back then, but I'm more hungry now. I think I have a chip on my shoulder, and I'm more excited. I think this is the biggest level of basketball, so it's gonna be fun, man. I just can't wait for it to get started. I'm gonna play hard every game, and I can't even describe how I feel.
Can you visualize that first pass, the first shot, in a real NBA game?
Yeah, I did. It went through my mind a couple of times. But I just can't get too anxious, and I just got to just play it just right and work hard, and everything's going to fall in line for me.
And how did the USA experience help? Talk about that.
Playing against the best players in the world is only going to help. So I learned a lot going through that week or so of camp, and just playing alongside Jason Kidd, the veterans, just to help me out, just to tell me just the small things that they do to make them become better players is beneficial to me. And just gaining friendships with LeBron, Carmelo, Jason Kidd, Kobe, guys like that is always going to help.
Was there one story that stood out that said, I'm on that level or on the court, and obviously you're probably nervous when you first got there. There's something that your first dunk, jump shot, there's something that said, okay, I belong here?
I remember in practice, I was nervous, first practice, and they were we just run through plays. And when we was running up, we were scrimmaging, and I got a wide open shot, and I knocked it down. And I kind of, all the nerves just kind of went out of my body, and I just started playing hard, laughing and joking around. And I think that just got me loose, and I think I blocked the shot and made a good pass. And after that, it just fell in, everything just went, fell in line in a positive direction for me.
Kevin, I know you touched on it a little bit, but Greg Oden getting hurt, how disappointed were you, and how much have you talked to him about it?
Unfortunately, I haven't talked to him as much, but I'm just going to keep him in my prayers, and I know he's going to come back even stronger, even better, even more focused, even more hungrier, and I can't wait to see him play next year.
Could you believe it when you heard he was out for the year?
No, I didn't. I thought it was a rumor. Someone called me and told me he was out for the year. I thought it was a rumor. And I heard his injury wasn't that bad, but that's how things work out, and everything happens for a reason. So I know he's going, like I said, I know he's going to come back stronger and better and more hungrier, and I can't wait to see that.
Thank you.
So Kevin, you mentioned, but that's what your first game is going to be.
Myself?
Mm-hmm.